This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Smart TV. It's me, Kellyanne Taylor, and I'm joined by the lovely Caroline Frost.
Hello.
We've actually got an absolute feast in terms of good television to watch this week.
What do you mean, actually? As though we don't always.
I do feel some weeks it's been lighter than I'd like, but I think this week it's a good week. We've got dramas, we've got factual, we've got, of course, film of the week, and then, of course, we take it to the archive.
It's rich.
It's a rich week. Tell us about the first drama.
Oh, this is so rich. Worth the price of admission alone. So we have the second series of The Newsreader. This starts on Thursday at 9 p.m. on BBC Two. And you can tell it's quality because it follows on Friday at 9 p.m. on BBC Two. That is Very confidence, nice, on the part of the BBC schedulers. And they're right to be. This is magnificent. I do urge, you've now got a few days to go back to the iPlayer and just soak up the first series before you feast on the second. I can say I binged this entire second series. I was at home with a migraine. There weren't many things competing for my time, but I watched back to back, bang, 8 episodes in a sitting for the second series. I feel a bit sick, actually. It's all done. It's gone. But I'm still digesting. It's Anna Torv and Sam Reed, and they play a pair of co-anchors, newsreaders, presenters in a 1980s Melbourne TV newsroom. So you get them at the desk facing the cameras. And actually, we interviewed Anna Torv for this week's Radio Times. She said that was the most terrifying part of the entire acting process, was trying to be a newsreader. Mm. And she said you got all the adrenaline pumping as though you were actually reading the news. But also, you get the behind-the-scenes stories, the real-life stories that coincide, global events, national events, local events, and you also have their personal stories. I mean, it just adds up to a magnificent feast of a show. And not least because it has actually prompted me, yes, old school, to investigate the Spotify playlist, because you've got this cracking 80s sort of softy rocky soundtrack. So come for the performances, stay for the music and enjoy the scenery and lots of brown furniture and people with bars in living rooms. You remember when people used to have their own bar? There's a lot of that. So yes, high production values. Feast on the Australian nostalgia of The Newsreader.
Speaking of good soundtracks, I have a drama with a similarly brilliant soundtrack. It's The Buccaneers. It's coming to Apple TV Plus Wednesday. Episode 1 to 3 will be available. So it starts the kind of opening scene. We meet Nan, who is our protagonist, and she says to a man who is attempting to run away from his wedding day, who wants to act sensibly and who wants their life to go unnoticed? And I thought, this is a quote that gives you a flavour of what to expect.
Is it going on your T-shirt?
It's going on my T-shirt. It's kind of Wild Child meets Bridgerton meets 1980s music video was the initial vibes.
Oh.
Yes, it's an eclectic mix of brilliance. It's hedonistic. And I think what we can tell from the outset, so the premise is it's set in the 1870s. New York socialites wind up going to London for debutante season. We've seen something similar with Bridgerton, you know, this coming of age of women. And this seems like it's going to be about women who follow their heart, about female friendship, and about love. But it has an element, after watching the first episode, that perhaps not is all going to be as rose-tinted brilliant.
Is there
as
romantic
it seems.
Peril?
I don't know what's coming. Oh. But I think it's one, again, that I don't think has had necessarily as much promotion as it should have had, and I think it will catch on in a similar way to Bridgerton. So that is The Buccaneers, Apple TV Plus, Wednesday, and the first three episodes will be available. Now take me to something musical.
Well, and thank you for that, because you're absolutely right. That would have passed me by. Mm. I don't feel I've heard enough hype about that, probably because of the various strike limits that actors are experiencing still in terms of promoting their own work, which is a shame. But thank you. Right, yes, a musical night. Beatles, yes, they're on the front of the Radio Times. They're pretty much everywhere because, similarly to, I guess, Gary Morecambe disappearing into the attic and finding that elusive Morecambe and Wise tape, we have the last ever Beatles song. How is John on it? Through the benefits of AI. At last, a reason to like AI. Now, the question is, would John Lennon have approved of this music being made thus? It's not exactly one for the Puritans. But anyway, it's a reason to celebrate. I mean, gosh, Beatles fans don't need telling to come to the party. Mm. And the BBC have joined that party. There's a Beatles night, BBC Two, Saturday night. We've got the Beatles at the BBC. We've got the Sounds of Liverpool at the BBC. And we have an arena Brian Epstein story, which is actually, for me, the most interesting because I love the tunes, but I'm really interested in the people. And Brian Epstein, their poor, tragic manager, who really did just spin them into the myth makers that they became. It's, for me, it's all about him. So feast once again, possibly not for the last time, but they're saying it is, on the Beatles Saturday night.
Lovely. So I have two interview shows for you. I'm going to tell you about the first one because I think it needs very little explaining. Louis Theroux Interviews returns on Tuesday at 9 p.m. on BBC Two. The first guest is Anthony Joshua, the heavyweight boxer. I don't think...
Do you know about the different weights? I don't.
No.
I think he's quite big.
Well, actually, I do a boxing class, but I mean, I don't box anyone. It's, you know, a bag. No. So I would assume that I would be heavier weight because I'm tall, but
no,
who knows?
Not like him.
Not like him, but in the female realm, perhaps.
Okay.
Anyway, so, I mean, this show, it's Ron Seal. It does what it says on the tin. It's Louis Theroux chatting to someone, investigating into their lives, asking probing questions, doing what he does best. I don't think... Personally, it's my favourite of his shows. I like it when he goes and does something, investigates something that we don't know about or, you know, something interesting on the margins of society.
For sure. Now, this is less, very safe, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, less so the celebrity interviews.
I feel like anybody could get some good quotes out of Judi Dench, frankly.
Yeah, it was one of those things and I don't know. I think people who like Louis Theroux, I think, will watch it.
Yeah,
and, but, you know, I don't think that there's necessarily a gap in the market for more celebrity interviews, you know? So...
Apart from yours.
Apart from mine, which you can catch on Tuesday. Radio Times podcast drops every week.
Smooth.
Thank you. But for those who are interested, that's coming back Tuesday at 9 p.m. BBC Two. Now, more importantly, I do know a listener wrote in a while ago asking for the occasional radio recommendation. So I have a double whammy because you can either listen to this in radio format or you can watch it on television. This is Judi Dench, This Cultural Life, Shakespeare Special. You can catch it on Radio 4, Saturday, 7:15 p.m. or BBC 4, Saturday at 7 p.m. So I absolutely adore this. I love the premise of this. I usually listen to it on BBC Sound, but I love the premise of this show. So what it is John Wilson interviewing one of Britain's best-loved actors. It is the star of the stage and screen for more than 7 decades. I mean, that's impressive. It's Dame Judi Dench. Like I said before, there is not a gap in the market for celebrity interviews. Unless you are This Cultural Life, it has, I think, the kind of same standing or sway as something like Desert Island Discs. John Wilson's ability to dig deep and to get his interviewees to open up, I think, is something very special. So in this, what I really admired is you catch Judi Dench talking. I think it is worth watching rather than listening because you get all these extracts from her on stage over the years. We see her as a young Judi Dench belting out a song in Cabaret. You see extracts from Hamlet, which I'm sure you can hear the audio recordings, but just seeing her and her stage presence is just out of this world. But one of the things that I really, really enjoyed, I mean, she has this remarkable aura, is she's got a new tattoo that she got at the age of 81 on her wrist.
Class.
That says Carpe Diem, which I just thought probably sums her up in one swoop. Carpe Diem, a tattoo that she got at 80. Well, amazing. Anyway, so if you want to find out more about her life, it's Judi Dench, This Cultural Life, Shakespeare Special. Obviously, she'll be talking about stage and Shakespeare. 7 p.m. on BBC 4. What's your factual offering?
My factual offering, not sure I can compete with that. Somebody much younger, but equally impressive, I'll wager. So this is Professor Hannah Fry. She returns to BBC Two on Wednesday with The Secret Genius of Modern Life. And she's a first-class communicator. We know she's a boffin of a scientist, but I love people who've come up through their special field. Mm. You know, people like Mary Beard, people like Lucy Worsley, people who you know were passionate about their projects, yeah, and their work long before they got the old ring.
Yeah, like David Olusugo, people like that.
Yeah, so she's in that category, I think, and she goes through very everyday objects and explains just how magical, how clever they are. She starts with the humble passport. And you think, well, it's just a little book that we take for granted, we take with us. And she talks about how it gets scanned and where the information is contained within those pages. Mm. You will never look at your passport the same way. So, yes. Yeah, so Hannah Fry kicks off Secret Genius of Modern Life. That starts on BBC Two, Wednesday, 8 p.m.
That sounds very interesting. So, film of the week this week. I don't normally choose one from a streaming platform, and you might not even have heard of this streaming platform. It's called Mubi. You might have it through your Amazon Prime, and you can get it like that, or you can choose a 7-day trial if you click on Amazon on Mubi, or you can sign up direct on Mubi website. So, this film is called Passages. To explain the premise is a director is in a relationship with a man called Martin, played by Ben Whishaw.
We
all know from The Voice of Paddington.
Aww.
But also, This Is Going to Hurt. He's a classic on British television. Anyway, he's doing some indie cinema and it pays off. So, a director is in a relationship with a man called Martin and decides to embark on an affair with a woman. And this film is all about vulnerability, arrogance, the changing dynamics of relationships in the 21st century, how relationships between men and women play out, and how relationships, monogamous or polyamorous, work. So it's one that is doing very well on the film circuit at the moment, and I think definitely one to watch. So that's Passages on Mubi, and it's available now.
Lovely.
I did watch Partygate, I think I told you this, after your recommendation.
Oh, good.
And felt equally amused by the satire and also equally pissed off.
Yes, because, equally cross. There
yeah,
we go.
Well,
oh, and I went and did my homework on your recommendation. I went to the cinema for 3 hours and 26 minutes of
The Killers of the Flower
yes,
Moon.
Yes, yes.
No one can wrap their mouth around. But what did you think?
I got my money's worth. There was 3 hours, 26 minutes of entertainment. But I enjoyed it. I mean, Martin Scorsese, we don't need to sit here and persuade anybody what a storyteller he is. Robert De Niro's on good form. Leonardo DiCaprio not looking at all handsome. So
no,
clearly
yes,
after another Oscar. But I did enjoy it. So thank you very much.
Okay, that's all from us this week. Of course, if you would like to let us know what you're watching, you can write in to podcast@radiotimes.com. Just a reminder and some housekeeping that the Radio Times podcast is back. We had Big Zoo on our first episode, which you can listen to now. And next week, you can listen to my interview with Joe Brand.
Exciting.
An absolute delight. Anyway, until next week,
happy viewing.